It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Big time priority for me for the final month. And it's not psychobabble stuff. It's not, you know, what's the entrance music. It's not the light show. It's why is his fastball not moving the way it was? And why is the slider not as good a pitch as it was? Get that fixed.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you there. All right, Tyler Fitzgerald.
Just more experience. I like Tyler. Tyler's going to be a part of the future. The swing and miss stuff is real, and it's going to be an issue for him. So the more these teams are getting brutal with him now, pounding him with off-speed stuff. So he needs those at-bats and those reps to have a counter, and we're starting to see it. Last night, nice opposite field hit, some opposite field hits lately. He can make that adjustment.
How do you fix Patrick Bailey at the plate?
I'm not qualified to answer that. Yeah, I wish I were.
I saw the numbers, Fleming. I was at the casino in Philadelphia. I was at a wedding in Philadelphia, and you were calling the Stanford game. They had you on the loudspeaker at the live casino in Philadelphia. I was like, wow, that guy sounds familiar. While the Giants are playing the Marlins on another screen, and I saw some numbers with Patrick Bailey, and I could not believe it. I could not believe the numbers that Patrick Bailey was having offensively. It was like historically bad, like one of the worst months in baseball history.
Yeah, he's been the worst hitter in the game since the All-Star break. That's just the fact. Absolutely must figure out what's going there. I mean, Patrick should be a massive part of the Giants' future. As great as he is on defense, it's hard to be that, like this. So I really believe in Patrick. I do. And I think that will get fixed, but it's worrisome for sure.
Blake Snell.
I don't know. Enjoy it while it lasts. I mean, I
love you. I love you?
I don't know. Well, I'm telling you, Flip. I was happy for you to be in a staff, and I was like, Flint just needs a day off for this team because I hear you. You're frustrated like us with this team. Like Blake Snell's been awesome, and it's like, damn, he's got the player option. And he's probably looking around saying, I don't know about this. Like Matt Chapman, what are your thoughts on Matt Chapman, Flem? He's probably going to win a Willie Mack Award. He's been a great Giant this season.
Great Giant. And Chapman, I think, is much more realistic. I'm not saying Blake Snell won't come back. I think Blake likes it here. He's obviously thriving right now. It's just if you're looking at the Giants from sort of afar and saying, what do we have and what do we need? You're going to have to start prioritizing some things. And as painful as it might be to watch Blake Snell sign somewhere else, there's going to be a lot of competition for him. And you have Hicks, you have Birdsong, you have Webb, you have Harrison, you have Robbie Ray, you have Keaton Wynn, you got Tristan Beck, you've got Carson Wisenhunt. Like you do have, I'm not saying not a one of those guys other than Logan Webb is Blake Snell. Blake Snell has been unbelievable. Yeah. But you do have a lot of bodies there that you believe in. So, anyway, I'm not saying he's gone. I'm not saying he should be gone. But that one's going to be trickier. Chapman, I think, will get done. I do. I really believe that.
Okay.
It's just a perfect fit. He's had a great year. He loves it here. Gosh, they need him. He's been their best player. So I think that'll get done.
All right, let's real quick, switching gears. How many fantasy leagues are you in, and who did you take with your number one pick?
I told my son today, I said, I'm in three too many. I'm in four fantasy leagues.
Dave,
I am too, Flem.
Family and friends only, two. Yeah, I picked the same players for both as best I could. What, it's too much.
How long is your oldest league? Because I'm in a league, the SF Players Club. We've been in this league has been going on since the pen and paper days in the late 90s. I got four leagues, Flem. I can't help myself.
It's hard. We had our Giants fantasy draft when we had that off day in Milwaukee on this last road trip. So we all got together. I mean, I think I am the longest tenured member of that league. Maybe Dave Greshner is. So our first pick, Kipe and I took Bijan Robinson in our Giants league. And then we took Isaiah Pacheco with our second pick. So we went two running backs.
Yeah.
We did take George Kittle. So we managed to get, we always want to have at least one top niner on our team. We got Kittle on our team. We were picking next to Chapman. So it's like we were sixth and Chapman was seventh or something, whatever it was. And about five times during the draft, Chapman just looked at me and screamed at me because we were taking the players that he wanted.
Hey, Jock's not in this league, is he?
Thank God, no. Yeah,
Jock's not. That's unbelievable. Hey,
Dave, I love you.
Is it PPR? That's what I wanted to ask. I don't even know how to follow that up.
Oh, he really did hang up on accident. Oh, my God. That might have been the greatest answer. My God. I love him. So much. Jock, by the way, having a monster year for the
I know. Can you believe that?
I can.
Can you believe that? They sound like they don't have a Pasoy problem in Arizona. They do not have a Pasoy problem. Real quick.
Was incredible.
That was incredible.
That was better than Ric Flair hanging up on Bonte. By the way, Jock, 21 homers, 280.
I can't believe it, Flip. I can't believe it.
Yeah. One thing about Jock, and look, I'm not saying this. I'm actually saying this as a compliment. He looks like he's in a lot better shape.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that he took it seriously to – like he knew he had to clean some things up, and he's had a really good year. He's a talented player, and I am happy for him. I like Jock. I'm teasing him about the fantasy thing because he wears you out with. There's nobody more annoying to play fantasy football.
Is it the trades?
Oh my God! My buddy Guido keeps sending me the trade proposal.
Yeah, my buddy Guido keeps sending me the same Chris Godwin deal. Guido, I don't want Chris Godwin. I like my team. Yeah. The draft just ended.
Real quick, Flip. Yeah. Most impressive thing from Week 1 in college football because it was fascinating. You got Cam Ward in Miami going to the swamp. My Florida State Seminoles are now unranked. They didn't look awful. USC beating LSU. I know you're doing a Kyle Auburn this week, I believe. So you get a little SEC action down at the Plains.
SEC stuff?
Yeah, get to the Plains.
Like
get down there to the Plains. So most impressive thing you saw in college football week one, Flem.
That's a good. That is a good question. I mean, there were a bunch of impressive things, and Miami was one of them. Miami's close to the top. I mean, that kid can play. Cam Ward. Maybe Miami finally is going to have a well-rounded team. That would be fun for college football if they do. But I don't really – a win against Florida, as tough as the swamp can be, I'm not sure I totally trust that. Georgia looked awesome as usual. I was impressed with USC. That guy, the assistant coach who they hired from UCLA, Danton Lynn, Anthony Lynn's son. So it's Anthony Lynn's son, is a very good coach, very good. So finally, SC's got a defensive coach who I think has a real good grasp of college football. So SC, that was a great win for them. It's still early. Yep. I try not to make massive judgments this early in the year. It was weird because part of the theme of the first week of college football was all the close calls. Like there were a lot of top teams. How does Oregon lead by 7 in the fourth quarter against Idaho?
Yeah.
If you think you're a national championship team. So that was a little strange. But let's talk again next week, and maybe after 2 weeks of play, we'll have a better idea.
Oh, man, Texas, Michigan in the big house this Saturday. And then Oregon, by the way, playing Boise State. They're out there running back at Boise State, running for all those yards.
Tell your son I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. I lost my mind.
No, don't apologize. Don't apologize for being you.
He knows I mean well.
Don't apologize for being you.
Yeah, you do, but, I... this is a lot of car rides now where I'm having to tell my children, no, he's really a good guy. Just because he's killing everybody that I know and like, he's really a nice guy.
Flynn, now imagine being in this seat. He don't even go to the games. I got to sit in the press box and media members looking at me sideways. How do you think I feel, Flynn?
You're spending all your time in the Niners team store, for God's sake.
I got a daughter and a fiance. They like the nicer things in life, unfortunately. So.
My wife won't sit in the bleachers anymore. I'm not going to lie to you.
That's the question.
She's club level for life.
Real quick, you listen to 95.7 KGMZ FM and AC West San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on a free Odyssey app. Two things that happened to me. We sat courtside at the Warriors game. My girl goes, yeah, we're never sitting in the bleachers or the nosebleeds ever again. And then when we got lucky and flew business to Paris, and we didn't even leave the tarmac yet, Flynn, she goes, babe, I never want to sit and coach again. And I was like, well, I don't play in the NBA. I don't play in Major League Baseball. So I'm screwed.
Just keep taking all those jobs. Keep saying yes.
Exactly.
No to sleep. Say yes to the jobs.
Peace out
and
again.
That's it for Dave Fleming as he's like here on the River Islands guest line. Like that, he's gone on the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. This is a time for you to discover the islands, River Islands and Lathrop. We go from Flem to we play to win the game. Herb Edwards coming up on the Morning Rose here on 95.7 The Game. And that is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
What up? This is Turtle Pie Turtle from Frisco. If you're anything like me, you're getting hella roasted every day on the Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game. Yay!
Turtle Pie sent me his fantasy roster. I'm not going to read it. But everybody wants me to evaluate their fantasy rosters. Everything looks good on paper before week one. And then week one happens and then reality hits. But Jock Peterson, the Tommy Pham. Did Tommy Pham just get waived by the Cardinals? He got picked up by the Cardinals.
He's on the Royals now.
Because
Pasquantino went down with a broken thumb. So they picked him up.
So he's going to... Where are they at in the playoffs? I was watching the Guardians-Royals game.
I think they're in the second wild card.
Yeah, I was watching a game in New York.
Five and a half back at the Yankees in the second
round. Yeah, it was Guardians and Royals in Cleveland. Kansas City looks good. They're third place in the Central, though. That's crazy.
Best thing they ever did was, many years ago, go from AstroTurf to the grass.
Yeah, the grass. You need grass.
God, Bobby Witt Jr.'s swing is just, that's like, incredible. He's such a stud.
Man.
Everybody tries to tell me about the nobility of being in the middle when it comes to like, oh, you got to keep competing. It's like, yeah, but you can also get yourself a Bobby Witt Jr. in the draft.
Well, hopefully Eldridge is that guy for the Giants. He better be. Orioles, they're rolling. The Orioles. No, that's another prediction. You know, we want to do that way back Wednesday.
Catcher struggling.
Oh, my boy, Allie. My boy, Allie, yeah, he is struggling.
You going to say his name or?
Allie. Everybody was
Give him that last 2 months that Gunnar Henderson got with the Orioles last year. Audie Ruchman, who we're going to see in the home run derby.
If you think about it, Ayukin Debo.
Oh, I hate you.
Juwan Jennings on third down. George Kittle. You got Juice. Mm-hmm. You got CMC.
It's all bad. Allie, 258 batting average. Does have the 18 jack, 72 RBIs. Santander's having a hell of a year.
Yeah,
39 homers, 91 RBIs. You got Gunner with the 34 and 83 RBIs.
And he's been stuck on 34. I mean, he's basically been in that position for a while. He had almost 30 at the break.
I know. Mountcastle was hurt. Now he's coming back. They got a roster, though. They've got a freaking roster. They're going to be fun to watch in the playoffs. All right. Guy who's always fun to talk to on the River Islands guest line. Always fun. And Herb Edwards joins us on the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it a time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? But Coach has been so kind with his time all off season. And finally, Coach, good morning to you. Welcome back to the Morning Roast here on 95.7 The Game. We got our boy B.A. back on the practice field. He's back and getting ready to roll against the New York Jets. And he got his money. And you know what I do love? Yesterday, I don't know if you heard it, Herm, but he took accountability, saying, you know what? I probably made this a little more difficult than it needed to be. And that right there, I respect that young man 1,000% for taking that accountability and having that awareness, saying, you know what? It was on me. It went a little longer. I dragged it along. And he ended up getting his money. And I can't wait to see him play football on Monday night against the Jets.
Yeah, I think I'm happy for Brandon and obviously the San Francisco 49ers as well. I mean, he's a part of the Big Four. When you talk about this football team. So having him back in the offense obviously helps tremendously. I think they're going to have to bring him along slow because he's missed a lot of days in practice. So, you know, he'll be ready to play, but you got to monitor his reps because of the fact that he's not in football shape. And that's just what it is. I've said that earlier, that I think the first two games of the regular season are a wash. Most of these players don't play in the preseason, and it looks like that the first two games of the season. And I'm to the point now where if I was the commissioner or the owners, I would say the first two games of the season, basically, you don't play division games or conference games.
Oh.
You play outside your conference.
I like that.
Well, because that could come into play for a wild card bid or something like that, or for you winning your division. Because the first 2 weeks, guys, it's not really good football.
Mm-hmm.
These guys aren't safe to play football.
I like that thought process, Coach. I do like that. That's an interesting idea right there, playing out your conference, playing out your division. I do like that. But you talked about football shape and Brandon Ayuk, whether or not he's on a pitch count or whatnot. How long does it typically take a guy to get ready to play in a regular season football game? Like, are we talking 2 weeks? Are we talking 3 weeks? How long do you think it'll take Brandon Ayuk to acclimate? Or is everybody different?
Yeah, no, they are. But 2 weeks is probably, you know, good for him. I mean, because as much as he's been working out on his own, he hasn't been practicing with the team. And that's a whole entirely different, you know, transition. And I know that with dealing with players that have sat out. You got to bring him along slow. And he plays wide receiver. So Brandon, you know, he'll be all excited about playing. You got to slow him down a little bit and say, hey, look, we got to get you ready to play. You know, we don't want you to pull a hamstring. That's the worst thing that could happen to us.
Hey, Coach, you know, going up against the Jets Monday Night Football, Bonte and I were just kind of comparing the two organizations, and they're very, very different. What's it like being the head coach of the Jets? Because I was going through their history with B, and he couldn't believe they've only had 25 playoff games.
Felt like you're part of seven of them.
Yeah, you know, and it's just like the Niners, there's obviously a prestige, but we're in the bubble of the Bay Area, so maybe we overinflate how important they are to the league or whatever. I just think it would be cool for the Jets to be relevant. What's it like being the coach of the Jets?
Well, it's New York, and everything doubles in New York, right? Everything's bigger, better. I mean, just New York City. I mean, that's where it is, right? It's the media capital of the world. You can think about New York. So if you're a coach either for the Jets or the Giants, you know, any New York team is under that scrutiny, that spotlight, because there's so many people covering your games. It's almost twice as many, you know, and I didn't realize that until I became the head coach there. Obviously, you know, I was in Tampa, and, you know, I was in Kansas City, and, you know, like my first press conference, I'm going to be the head coach. My wife would kind of go up on stage, you know, and my wife told me before, she said, did you put some notes or something? I said, nah, it ain't going to be that big of a deal. Whoa. I went up there, the room was packed. I said, uh-oh, there are a lot of people in this room, you know, and so that's what you're dealing with. But everything else is the same. Football is football. You know, they've been an organization. They've kind of been up and down. And a lot of it had to do with Captain America, Tom Brady, right?
Yeah.
He was in that division for almost 20 years. So it's almost like basically Patrick Mahomes has taken, you know, the cape from Tom Brady, and he says, nah, I'm the next guy. And if you're in the AFC, you just do the math. Tom Brady went to 10 Super Bowls, guys. Right?
Yeah.
So how are you going to the Super Bowl? You're not, because he's going. You got to beat those guys. We won the division the 1 year when I was with the Jets. But other than that, I mean, that's it. He won it all the time. And so, you know, sometimes when you play, who you play, and the team that you play against, that has a lot to do with your record. And for 10 years, with almost 20 years, guys, those who are in the Patriots, they were rolling now.
Right. talking to Coach Helm Edwards here on the River Islands guest line on the Morning Roast. But what is it about the Jets? Because Shasky brought up yesterday, they've only been in 25 playoff games. And I feel like the Niners have been in 25 playoff games the last 7 years, for crying out loud. I'm thinking, okay, Herm was there, Bill Parcells, Rex Reiner, whatnot. Is it ownership? Is it bad trades? What could they, like, I couldn't wrap my head around this. In the 70s, they didn't play in a playoff game. In the 70s, entire decade. Yeah, well, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, when you look at them, there's been some dynasties. Obviously, you know, from 96 to 1990, 96, 97 through 8, 1985, it was the Raiders,
yep.
Believe it or not. And in the 70s, from 1972 to 79, it was the Pittsburgh Steelers. And then from 2000 to 2019, it was the New England Patriots, guys. That's what it was. Okay? And so you can say what you want, but that's just what it was. And, you know, you go on the NFC side of it, and it was the Packers in 1960 to 1967, and then it was the 49ers from 1981 to 1994, and then it was the Dallas Cowboys in 1970 to 1979, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, those are just some eras that, and if you've been watching football, you see the same team, and you go, wow, this team's always in it. Yeah, they're always in it. And all of a sudden, the years go by, and you lose count of it, and it becomes what you're just talking about.
Coach, the fans, when I think of the Jets, I think of Fireman Ed. That's who I think of. Obviously, Greeny and all these guys. Have you met Fireman Ed?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I met them all, guys.
And dude, what makes their fan base different? What makes them different?
They're just, I'm not saying they're more, but there's more things to do on the West Coast, right? Think about the West Coast. On the East Coast, I mean, after summer, man, it's winter. It's cold. And there's not a lot of things to do. I mean, so they're just passionate about sports. I mean, you go to a Yankee game, guys, I mean, it's different. It's just different.
Coach, real quick, I got a flex on Shasky here. I was just at a Yankee game last Sunday. I was in New York. Soto, Judge, went back-to-back-to-back, and that stadium was in a frenzy.
Oh.
And I'm a Giants fan, and I'm thinking to myself, do we need to go in the team store and go get a Yankee hat? It was unbelievable. I was like, that's baseball. It felt different. To your point, it just feels different. The U.S. Open, it feels different in New York City.
Yeah, it just, and you know, I tell you, I tell you what, too, now, Philadelphia ain't bad.
Well, we got beef with Philly, Coach.
You going to Philadelphia? You know, you walk into that place, it ain't no nice place either now.
No, we know, Coach. We walked in with our Niners gear on a couple of years ago in the NFC Championship game, and it wasn't an experience we want to write home about or talk about anymore.
It's just, you know, and I'm from the West Coast. I'm like you. I grew up on the West Coast, and I can remember when I went to the Eagles, I was like, ooh, this is different. This is a different kind of fan base. It is different. In a good way. Not a bad way. In a good way. But it's just like, oh, okay. I see. I get it.
Right? Coach, how do you prepare for Aaron Rodgers when he hasn't played in a couple years and he clearly hasn't played with this personnel? Like, if you were in the coaching staff, like, how are you preparing for these guys?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know who Aaron Rodgers is. I mean, he's very talented. Now he's 40 years old. What is his movement skills? And I think if you're 49ers, I mean, you got to, when you come at him, you got to come at him right in his face and make him move a little bit. Because if you let him sit in the pocket, guys, he can throw it now. He can throw it with the best of them. You know, and this game is always personal for Aaron Rodgers, guys.
Yep.
I mean, it is. I mean, you know, when they drafted Alex Smith and didn't draft him, he's always kind of been, you know, Aaron Rodgers is one that kind of holds grudges every once in a while.
You don't say.
It's a big game for him, right? Right? It's a big game for him, right? I mean, it's like, and you know, and for Coach Sala, you know, Sala knows, he knows the program. He grew up in the program. You know, he gets it. He understands this offense. He practices against it, you know, every day when he was a coordinator there. So he gets that part of it. It's always big when you go back to a team that you once coached on, you know, and you're going to play them, and you play them on the road, big-time game. And, you know, they've struggled the last couple of years due to the quarterback situation. Now they have Aaron Rodgers. They have a big-time defense, guys. They have a top-five defense now.
Yeah.
This will be a good game because San Francisco will be tested. You know, but here again, San Francisco, the thing they have going with them is like the Kansas City Chiefs. They know how to win close games. They win close games, guys. You know, and that says something about the personality and the players. You know, when the game gets tight, their eyes don't get too big. They just believe in what they do, and they stick to the script. And eventually, that pays dividends for them. And certain players, certain teams, when they haven't been in moments like that, they don't handle those moments very well. And we see it all the time in sports, guys. And the 49ers are built to handle those moments. And this is why they've been so successful. And that's their success. I mean, you know, there's a lot of, you know, we always look at the final, like, what's the record? But I always look at, you know what? That one, you know, they've won, like, okay, 11, 12 games. I said, but some of those games were 1-4 games, guys. It wasn't like blowouts. Well, that's the difference. When you get in them 1-4 games, them tight games, it's like, how do you react to that? And the teams that can overcome that are the teams that generally come out of the season with double-digit wins.
Wow. Well, we're up against it, and there's so much I want to ask you, because I was doing some research on you when I knew you were going to come on. I had no idea that you had this thing where you didn't watch the Super Bowl unless...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Unless you participated in one, and you broke the streak, I guess, because you obviously worked for ESPN, so you had to watch it, which is crazy. And I actually respect it. I respect the hell out of it. But I was going to ask you something about the Jets and just Breece Hall. How good is Breece Hall? How good? Because I don't think a lot of people understand how good this running back is as a home run hitter. When you watch him on tape, what pops out to you, Coach?
Well, he's very explosive, and he can catch it and run it, you know, and when he hits the crease now, guys, you better get ready because he's on the safety. I mean, he's in the back end of your defense when he hits the crease. You know, great balance, great contact balance. Very good football player. You know, this team will now get a lot of exposure with Aaron Rodgers. And if they win games, obviously they'll be in a lot of big-time games, you know, during the course of the week. And you'll see this football team. They're very talented. I mean, they got a chance to win the division. They do. I mean, they can play with Buffalo now. They can play with Miami because they have a quarterback.
Coach, always good hearing from you, man. We'll do it again soon. Can't wait for Monday Night Football. What's your schedule like at ESPN so we can check out more of Herm Edwards? We always love listening to you,
Coach. Well, I'm on the airplane tomorrow morning, boys. I'm live and in color, man, the next 4 nights. After all these games, I'm coming on.
Cannot wait. Coach, thanks for the time as always, brother.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate you
Thanks,
both.
Thanks, Coach.
Anytime. Coach Homer Edwards, former Jet, chief coach, assistant with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I did not know this. I was just doing a quick dive. He had a tradition of not watching the Super Bowl until he participates in one. Did not even watch his friends Tony Dungy and Lovie Smith participate in the Super Bowl when the Colts won. Or when the Colts played the Bears, I should say. He had a tradition. Dungy had that same tradition, with the exceptions of Dungy's victories in both Super Bowls that he had. So Edwards broke that tradition when he had to serve in capacity as an analyst for ESPN. But also, I was thinking about this as we were doing the interview. I didn't even want to bring this up, but I definitely crossed my mind. The Ricky Pearsall situation, Union Square. If I'm not mistaken, didn't Herm Edwards have a little situation in Kansas City as the head coach, if I'm not mistaken? I could be wrong there, but they had a situation where a player basically killed himself, I think, in a park.
Jovan Belcher?
Yeah, Belcher. There you go. And I'm not sure. Was Herm the coach then?
I believe that was Romeo Crennel.
Was that Romeo Crennel? Okay, yeah. I'm glad I didn't bring that up. I'm glad I didn't bring that up.
I believe, and I'm not to get all, you know, but I believe he murdered his girlfriend and then went to the facility.
It was bad. I'm glad I didn't bring that up because I was a little confused during the interview. I was like, well, was that Romeo or was that Herm? Was that Romeo or Herm?
Because Romeo took over for Todd Haley.
That's right.
Todd Haley. Remember he was the quarterback whisperer?
Boy.
Him and Roethlisberger?
Who's least the quarterback whisperer? Gase?
Oh, I was going to say Adam Gase. Yeah. He took the words right out of my mouth.
What is he doing?
He's on the 33rd at the team wall? Now. The 33rd team. Have you seen that? Yeah.
Him, with Matt Patricia and Bill Belichick. Yeah. 33rd team. Remember the Niners were flirting with Adam Gase?
Oh, I remember. Because Peyton Manning was endorsing him.
Yes. Did they fly out to go meet with Adam Gase?
Yeah, I believe we went with Chip Kelly.
What's better than Adam Gase?
The greatest. I mean, there's been some great all-time first press conferences. Him cracked out looking at all the different angles of the room I will never forget. Sirianni's was bad. Dan Campbell's was bad. Dan Campbell's was actually really good.
No, I like Dan Campbell's.
Dan Campbell's had me fired up.
We're going to bite a kneecap?
Yeah, no, Dan Campbell had me fired up. We're going to bite it. He was setting the tone in Detroit.
Sirianni, we're going to make difficult things to comprehend be easier to comprehend. He was all over the place.
He was all over the place. Not a bad coach. Been to the playoffs every year, though. Been to the playoffs every year. You know, it's playoff losses. Outside of the Super Bowl, we're both to Tampa Bay. Won the Tom Brady, because that was a day I was in Dallas. They were showing that game on the board. Tom Brady beat the Eagles, young Philadelphia Eagles team, and then they make the trade for A.J. Brown, go to the Super Bowl, lose to the Chiefs, and then they lose to Tampa last year. But at least he's gone to the playoffs. Dan Campbell's presser was great. I can't get enough of Dan Campbell. Can't get enough. Will he go for it on fourth down? Will he be haunted?
No, we're going to do that from now on. We've got Brandon Staley.
I know.
Mr. Fourth Down.
I will be intrigued with how aggressive Shanahan is. We can get the way back, walking back Wednesday in just a second here. Just a second. But I asked Lubman for some numbers on Brandon Staley. Lubman, if you want to get in here, see us all over the place. 2021, 2022, 2023. These are percentages of fourth down conversions.
Yes, that was the – let me pull the numbers up because I know what you're looking at. Yeah, so that was his success rate on fourth down for the Chargers. So in 2021, they were 64% successful on fourth down. 2022, they had a 51% success rate on fourth down. That was 15th best in the league. And then last year for the full season, because I think he was fired with a few games left, they had a 46% success rate on fourth down.
So they got progressively worse.
They went from fourth best in the league in 2021 to 23rd last year.
Wow. Wow. So I wonder how much influence he'll have on Shanahan when it comes to these stuff,
You've brought it up a few times, but we've forgotten. Going for it on that fourth down and throwing that pass to Kittle in the Super Bowl
was as ballsy as it gets. I can't believe
they're going for it. You kept yelling at me.
I can't believe it.
You have to.
Well, in my head, and I tell this people, I think you know this, and Lubman knows this. When the 49ers didn't score after intercepting Patrick Mahomes, in my head, I was thinking, okay, so how are they going to lose this game? How are they going to lose this game? I never thought, once that moment happened and they didn't score, in my head, I was thinking, how are they going to lose this football game? There was not one moment the rest of the way I thought they were going to win a football game.
I knew it was bad, mojo in the air when we got shamed early in the game for, like, doing this, like a little fist pump. And then all of a sudden, the second half, people who have no affiliation with the 49ers are cheering in the media section. And I'm like, hold up, mister. I've been in 17 markets, and now I'm in, you know, Redding, California, and Sacramento. Like, no, you should not be rooting for the Niners. I'm a real Niner fan, and I'm not even allowed to root for them right now.
Was it Chase Senior?
No, I didn't see him there.
Guy from Dallas covered the Eagles and the Niners, man. That's crazy. That is crazy. Think about that. You're in Dallas. You live in Dallas, and you cover the Eagles and the 49ers. And you live in Dallas. I'm not knocking the hustle, man. Get it how you live. Get it how you live, Chase. He's a guy on Twitter. I guess he's on YouTube or whatnot. Has a bunch of subscribers.
Oh.
Good for him. Gets paid. Welcome back Wednesday. Are we ready for this?
I am.
Oh, my goodness, Bonte.
We have a lot of takes on the morning roast.
I will be shocked if Trey Lance is the starting guy quarterback in week number one.
Some are better than others.
I'm going to be real with you. I've seen a lot of quarterbacks play for the 49ers. Undeniable talent.
And we get a bit carried away with a take.
We ask you about the presence.
Oh, my God.
The moxie. When he steps in the huddle, bro, there's a different swagger to this offense.
Sometimes we have to walk it back.
Poor Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm going to say more because he's got a lot of money. He's got a lot of cake. Bro. He's got the J's.
It is a Walk It Back Wednesday on the morning roast.
He's got the chase. Second of which, real quick, Shasky, remember when Jimmy walked out the tunnel of Philadelphia and we're right there and I'm like, Shasky, Jimmy doesn't look hurt. No, look at those shorts.
He didn't have a limp. He had a strut.
He had a strut with the
he
smile.
He made Raj Mathai look jealous. When I watched Raj Mathai walk out onto the NFL field at Candlestick, I'll never forget it. Raj was doing sports at the time. He was in like a $12,000 suit. I'm not kidding. And he strutted onto the field. And I was like, God, I've never seen someone strut with that kind of confidence in my life. And Raj, I mean this with all love. All love.
You're not
Raj
lying.
Raj has the confidence of a 7-time Super Bowl champion, Tom Brady.
Dude, I'm telling you.
And that's the way Jimmy walked out onto that field.
You are not lying about Raj, and we love Raj. I love Raj, man. He's kind of like a mentor now. He listens to the show. He's a good friend of the program.
Is he a friend? Does he like my material?
Oh, he loves you. Doesn't he follow you on Twitter?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, I feel like I made my dad.
Yeah, there you go. If he follows you on Twitter, you made it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to lie. I get nervous when I get interviewed by Raj. My head starts. I'm like, man, this is Raj Mathai. Mama, I made it. But, dude, you're not lying. The confidence he walks around in.
It's unreal.
The way he moves. The way he commands a room. The way it's next level.
A teleprompter can't hold him down.
No. He doesn't need a teleprompter.
He's like the young Jeezy of anchors. He's the ad-lib king. Let's go around the room. Who's ready to walk back something?
Jimmy Garoppolo, where are you walking back this week?
Here's what I'm walking back. I'm walking back the fact that I didn't think that the 49ers could get a deal done with Brandon Ayuk. I'm walking back maybe some of my criticisms regarding how Ayuk has handled things, because when I heard the young man yesterday basically admit that, you know what, there's some things that I wish I would have done better, and I'm paraphrasing here, he gained a lot of respect from me, and I think that the Niners gained a lot of respect from me for getting the deal done. I really thought they were at an impasse. Middle of last week, I was like, there's just no way this guy's going to play on a fifth-year option. And so I was critical all offseason of all parties. And I think everyone now, in retrospect, realized that they kind of had some missteps. But I didn't think a deal could get done. Yeah. I really did not think a deal could get done. I was wrong. And you know what? I tip my cap to the Niners and to Brandon Ayuk. Good job.
I did see your tweet on vacation. It made the rounds.
Which one?
The one with Ayuk. Yeah, I don't think it's getting done. He's gone. I was like, damn. And then you know what? I'm not going to lie. I finally broke when I was watching it. We were on our way to the U.S. Open.
Uh-huh.
We're getting an Uber ride to the U.S. Open and night, and I was watching Shanahan and Lynch. And they're like, yeah, we hope he's on the field. If not, then I was like, oh, my gosh. I was like,
dire.
At that moment,
that's
I was like,
what I'm saying.
I said, damn. They're about to get, he's not playing for the 49ers.
I'm walking it back. I was wrong. And congratulations to the Niners and Brandon Ayuk. Let's make sweet love for the next 4 years.
Noah Spadoni, Loveman, Shasky.
In football heaven.
It made freezing cold takes. My quarterback evaluations have been questioned. A lot of people say when Bonte Hill likes a quarterback, go the other way.
Ooh, you've got the kiss of death?
Well, I did say Dak was going to be better pros than Mariota and Jameis Winston. Nobody thought that in Mississippi State. I hit on that one. Kind of hit on Jordan Love, right? Well, freezing cold takes got me. It got me. Zach Poff actually had the worst take.
I love how you can't even Max admit preps. Your fault.
But I tweeted back November 7th, 2020, after DJ threw four. Over 400 yards against Notre Dame as a Clemson Tiger. Now he's a quarterback of my Florida State Seminoles. And I tweeted back on November 7th, 2020 at 8:03 p.m. I believe DJ could be a top 15 pick in the 2021 NFL draft. Hashtag Clemson. Zach Poptin tweeted and replied, I'm not even lying, but I think he would be the number one pick over his teammate right now. And then I replied, woo, because I was on that trade. I couldn't be more wrong. Florida State's now unranked. I think DJ's going to be working at Enterprise after college, or he's going to be selling insurance. He's cooked. It's not a good quarterback. I was wrong. I walk it back.
Can I also add to that? Dabo, you must be pretty good at your job. You won 11 games with DJ. Think about that. They won 11 games.
Man.
How?
Dab, it's funny you say Dabo's good at his job after just getting absolutely destroyed against Georgia. He's down so bad right now, no Dabo doubt, Sweeney. But
he won 11 games.
That was pre-transfer portal going right. crazy.
And
so.
Also, yeah. He had who on that team? He had like Hunter Renfro.
He had
so many ballers on that
offense.
Probably
had some ballers.
Yeah.
Hunter Renfro had the, I look 38, even though I'm only 18.
I'm surprised no one signed him. I don't know what that deal is. I'll he's pretty him. Relatively young. Yeah, he's take a good slot guy. I don't get it at all. I'm going to walk back. You know, I did a lot of plane traveling. I went to the East Coast, went to North Carolina. Flight travel, not bad if you got free Wi-Fi. That's the key to everything. You get the Wi-Fi on the plane. It's free, though. I'm not paying extra.
Why do they charge for Wi-Fi?
So, Shout out Delta. And hi, I'm Joe Spadoni. And when I fly Delta. Free on all their flights.
No, but it's absurd. $8. You want to get me $8 for Wi-Fi? Wi-Fi should be free the whole way through. What is this airplane mode? Explain to me why the phone has to be on airplane mode. What? Is the really plane going to shut down?
Yeah, really I did doesn't. Not. Spoiler, I did not put my phone
on. No, but I mean, either. You really want to take that risk either. Of the plane shutting down in midair?
I want to know exactly what the ticket.
No,
so
the plane will shut down in midair if you're not in airplane mode?
I don't believe that.
That's not because I never go in airplane mode.
You know what?
Listen.
It's absurd. Wi-Fi is
Alaska,
not free.
Alaska was $8. $8, yeah, but the Wi-Fi ridiculous. Worked like a charm. Now, on American Airlines, I like to fly American Airlines, Wi-Fi is free for T-Mobile users. I was with Sprint, and Sprint merged with T-Mobile, so now I'm a T-Mobile user, and Wi-Fi was free on the way back, which allowed me to watch USC, LSU, watch some of the U.S. Open. So I'm not going to complain about Wi-Fi. And by the way, $8 for Wi-Fi on a five-hour flight? Not bad.
Doug, if
not
you're bad. Spending a couple hundred on the ticket, the Wi-Fi should be included. Bake it into the cost. I don't even want to know that you're charging me for the Wi-Fi. But when you ask me later on, pull your credit card out and pay $8 and go to this website, and then it's slowly loading because you don't have the Wi-Fi? Yeah. Come on. It's just an inconvenience. Come on. Yeah. It's 2024. Yeah. Step your game up.
Somebody asked me, Breaker the Creek. What up, Breaker the Creek? It's from Mobile Center. Do you gain or lose followers after getting posted on freezing cold takes?
It's a great question.
It is a great question. I actually gained a couple because they want to see how bad your takes really are, so they go down the deep dive. Oh. I honestly believe freezing cold takes only fine people because one of my friends here at the station, probably Joe Shasky, will probably sit at freezing cold takes.
I don't even know how to search.
I'm kidding, Shasky. Yeah. But some friends, maybe Kyle Batson because he was the first one to reply like, oh Bonte, they got
Madsen.
You. Oh, probably Madsen. Madsen, he probably
said that.
Yeah, I'm on to your game, Kyle Madsen.
I gained like 10 followers after Bonte tagged me in his summer post like saying goodbye to summer. I gained like 10 followers on Insta. Wow. Shout out Bonte Hill.
Hey, you know, I was a little disappointed that you posted that photo of me and Baldy because I look so fat. Oh my God, you're not one of those.
You're not one of those.
I am.
I thought you were going to say? First of all, I was like,
I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt. It makes me look like Andy Reid.
First of all, it was a last minute entry. I said, boy, I can't have Spadoni and Guru in the photo collage and not Shasky.
I'd rather you not put that picture in. I'm kidding.
But I thought Shasky would say, how could you make me the last slide, dog?
Oh, I don't even care about that.
You didn't look fat. You look great.
Oh, no. I do look good, but that was a bad picture. I got like a quadruple chin.
Nahegan took it. I was looking for a picture with us and Baldy.
Hawaiian shirts, if you're wearing the Hawaiian shirt and you...
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm serious. And if you take the wrong angle, it looks so puffy and everything just does... I am insecure. I admit it.
You are unbelievable.
I'm vain and insecure. I'm both of those things. Guilty as charged.
And I love you, but Shasky may be worse than you when it comes to flexing photos.
Everyone's the same. My wife's the same thing. Look, her Auntie Melanie. I love Mel. Mel will, we call it snipe you. She'll snipe you, and next thing you know, you're on 15 Facebook posts. Listen, like, oh, please be a good picture.
When you look bad at a photo, it's all good. You make it, you got to be self-deprecating. You got to love it. Embrace it. Embrace the silliness of a photo.
I've worked hard to get rid of this rooster gullet.
Oh, my gosh.
Sam, you got something you walking back?
Oh, my gosh.
I got to walk back some of the hatred and disdain that I've thrown at Mario Cristobal over the last couple years. Oh. I really thought, it's like, man, we just wasted 10 years of our lives with the Farhan Zaidi of college football. Well, I guess that might not be the case. I'm not walking all of it back. You beat a bad Florida team in the swamp. definitely like that. Al Golden probably loses that game. Al Golden actually beat a bad Florida team, so, but I don't want to make Al Golden conversations. But so I'm going to walk back a little bit on my frustration on Mario Cristobal. Still need to have a good season. Still need to win the ACC this year. Otherwise, we're right back to square one.
I had to check Freezer Cold Takes for the Cristobal stuff, and I was on Cristobal at Oregon. I was like, Oregon can't let this guy leave. He's the perfect guy for the job. That was only after I started tweeting that because I met him. And he's like, oh, well, you know, I can't bring that U attitude to Eugene, Oregon. He once told me that. No joke. I was like, I like this guy. I like this guy. Spadoni, by the way, World YF, coming in saying, accept this friend request. World YF wants to follow you.
Oh, I will do that.
Now you got to
right after
him.
Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Welcome back Wednesday. It's fun. It's fun. We got some bad takes, boy. We got some bad takes.
You know, this is what I say. It's like, you know, when you're Rambo in the middle of the jungle and you're like, you know, pulling an Arnold Schwarzenegger, come and get me. You know, and you're just filing off takes like you got the machine gun going. Like, yeah, you're gonna miss.
I can't believe you're complaining about a photo. I can't get over that one.
What?
You're unbelievable, man. You're unbelievable. But you know what? You're right. Shooters shoot, Shasky. We shoot.
Exactly.
We shoot. We're not afraid to put our name on something. And if we're wrong, then we take it back. And when we know the Trey Lance thing, I walk it back. But you know what? The funny thing about the Trey Lance video, Adam Schefter's on NFL Live. Heard out of Santa Clara is Trey Lance. The voice of the Niners is like, it's the greatest throwing practice I've ever seen in my life. Hey, people at the station, I'm not going to name names. Boy, I think Trey Lance may really be the guy. And then everybody started walking back, didn't want to put their name on something. We have opinions, Shasky. I like that about you. We're going to walk back our bad takes. But give us our props and we have a good take.
Okay.
That's my, I guess, final thought.
You know,
I just jumped in on
Luciano,
yours.
It's just the guy, he doesn't have a position, dude. And I don't think Tyler Fitzgerald is a shortstop long term. The Giants are just, they're really, they're in a tough spot, dude. It's a really tough spot. I mean, are they going to, like, allow me to be able to enjoy the last 20 games of the season?
No, they're not. I tell you what, so U.S. Open was on. Third inning, Harrison got rocked and bombed. Didn't make it out the third inning. I said, bye-bye. I'm watching Francis Tiafo. Bye-bye. I'm not lasting 9 innings. I can't for my sanity. You guys want me in a good mood in the morning? Well, I can't watch 9 innings of that crap that we're seeing on a daily basis. Can't do it. Now, I'll watch the Baltimore games and the Kansas City games. Those are going to be fun for Baltimore and Kansas City.
Spadoni, you got something?
My final thought, no, Lubman's going to go first. My final thought is, guys, I think we need more Miami Hurricanes presence on this show.
Which is why
I'm excited. Well, then I guess you're not going to like this announcement then. I just got a heads up from the boss man. Friday morning, 6:30, Canes legend Frank Gore joining
Let's
the morning roast.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Let's go.
I got
so tune in finest. Friday morning at 6:30. Hopefully we're excited about, you know, Frank Gore joining the show.
You know, once upon a time, a young Joe Shasky, as I go third person, fired up with his brother on the ramp, candlestick. Real ones know.
I don't know where you're going with that.
Oh, me and his bro, we you know.
Oh, Frank
pump,
Gore's
pump,
brother?
Pass, yeah.
Oh, Frank Gore's brother. Oh, okay. I thought you were saying Frank Gore pump.
No, not
that's
Frank.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Frank like, Gore's brother. Dead on like Frank, except with another 100 pounds. One of his, like, 20 brothers and sisters. And then we didn't believe him, and he pulled out the ID showing us he's from... It's Coral Dade County, Dade but I think County. It's Coral Gables yeah, was where yeah, they were from.
Yeah.
And showing that he was, yes, in fact, Frank Gore's brother.
Is he still on the Bills, Frank Gore Jr.?
He got cut. Did he get picked up?
I think he's on the practice
somebody
squad.
Somebody look that
maybe.
Up. Real quick, somebody look that up because he ran hard that
so
last
look that up as
game.
I give my final thought. Shout out the A's, by the way. Two back-to-back walk-off wins over the Mariners. Since July, there has not been a better tandem in baseball than Lawrence Butler and Brent Rooker.
Oh,
they're slashing .333. 391, 688.
Wow.
36 jacks and 91 ribbies. Wow. They have been better than Soto and Judge as a tandem. It's pretty unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
And Lawrence Butler, he's the truth, by the way.
Yeah,
he's going to be the next big star in baseball.
Frank Gore Jr. on the Bills practice squad. On the Bills practice squad. Stanley, what you looking at? It's not your turn yet. That was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity. At home, Ronico.
What are you looking at? It's not your turn.
You'll get the fastest internet to all your devices.
That was Brady for the last 20 years in New England. What are you looking at, Jimmy G? It's not your turn.
Was that Shanahan to Brady? It's not your turn. It's still Jimmy G's turn.
Brock to Trey and Sam Darnold. It's not your turn. Taking all these reps.
Oh, my God. Oh, the jokes keep writing themselves. We'll be better tomorrow, Thursday. Niners Summit later today. Niners Summit, Fremont Bank. We'll see y'all there. Premier Limos, holla at me.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.